Music by the German harpsichordist and composer Christoph Graupner, who lived from 1683 until 1760. That was his Christmas cantata, Von Gott will ich nicht lassen, From God I Shall Not Depart. In our performance, you heard soprano Veronika Winter, alto Franz Wittstum, and tenor Jan Kobov, along with members of Das Kleine Konzert, conducted by Hermann Max. Once again, music of German composer Christoph Graupner, who wrote actually over 1,400 sacred cantatas, one of which you just heard. You were just listening to Canzona 2 by the Italian nun and composer Claudia Francesca Rusca, who lived from 1593 until 1676. In our performance, Edwin Lohr conducted members of Società Cameristica di Lugano. Well, during the course of this hour, we will be listening to music by Giuseppe Valentini, Cristoforo Carasana, and this work by the Bohemian double bassist and composer Jandis Mazzalenka, who lived from 1679 until 1745. He worked for his entire life at the Dresden court and is probably more well known today for his instrumental works, many of which contain interesting harmonic, I guess you could say, twists. Jandis Mazzalenka also wrote many sacred compositions, and this is his Magnificat in C. In our performance, we hear soprano Barbara Sojkova, along with members of Musica Florea, conducted by Marek Stenzel. Once again, this is the Magnificat in C by Jandis Mazzalenka.
Oh!
That was the Magnificat in C major by the Bohemian double bassist and composer Jandis Masalenka. He lived from 1679 until 1745. In our performance, you heard soprano Barbara Sojkova, and she was joined by members of Musica Florea, conducted by Marek Strencel. Once again, that was music of Jandis Masalenka. We move on now to something a little different. This is an instrumental work. Giuseppe Valentini was born in Florence in 1680 and passed away in 1759. He was a disciple of Arcangelo Corelli and made a comfortable living in Rome as a violinist and composer. We listen now to Giuseppe Valentini's Christmas Concerto, Opus 1, Number 12. This will be performed by the Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle. Alan Francis conducts, music of Giuseppe Valentini. The Northwest Chamber Orchestra of Seattle was conducted by Alan Francis in Giuseppe Valentini's Christmas Concerto, Opus 1, Number 12. Giuseppe Valentini lived from 1680 until 1759. He was a disciple of the great Arcangelo Corelli, and I guess you could hear Corelli's influence in that Christmas Concerto. Music of Giuseppe Valentini. I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Classical Discoveries. The address on my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist as well as the MP3 audio sound files will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. Again, that's marvinrosen@classicaldiscoveries.org. That was the motet Angelus Ad Pastores by the Italian nun and composer Sulpizia Cessis, who lived from 1577 until sometime after 1619. In our performance, Candace Smith conducted members of Capella Artemisia, a Tactus compact disc. Well, we will be going to music by Cristoforo Carasana in just several minutes, after we hear four anonymous medieval songs for Christmas from Pie Cantiones, which is a major collection of Latin songs intended for use in church and school. They were compiled and edited by the Finnish priest and pedagogue Jakob Fino. We will hear A Little Boy Is Born Unto Us, This Day Is Full of Joy, Let the World Rejoice, and finally an untitled instrumental work. Members of Pro Musica Antiqua Oslo perform medieval music from the Scandinavian collection Pie Cantiones.
Hey! il fatto con si riceve il fluo di agio di presepio il prostrato lectulo
quindi fate gloria in sempre farma se
Let's
You were just listening to four anonymous medieval songs for Christmas from Pie Cantiones, which is a major Scandinavian collection of Latin songs intended for use in church and school. They were compiled and edited by the Finnish priest and pedagogue, Jakob Fino. We heard, "A little boy is born unto us, this day is full of joy, let the world rejoice," and finally, an untitled instrumental work. Members of Pro Musica Antiqua Oslo performed. Well, we are going to conclude the 7 o'clock hour now with a selection of Italian composer Cristoforo Carasana, who lived from around 1640 until 1709. He was an organist and tenor, as well as a composer. He worked in Naples at the Neapolitan Royal Chapel and was an early representative of the Neapolitan Operatic School. We listen now to one of his cantatas for the Nativity season. This is titled La Veglia, and it will be performed by members of I Turchini, conducted by Antonio Florio. Music for the holiday season by Italian composer Cristoforo Carasana.
che il re Giovanni mi posa un poco. Termini il canto e si cominci il gioco.
Gioca l'ombre, gioca l'ombre, il mio del sole, il mio del sole, si fa il mondo.
Entra solo,
entra solo, amore e guerra per l'inferno, vince ora e vince ora. Gioca l'ombre, il mio del sole, il mio del sole.
Forse devo dire, non vedo il tempo.
You were just listening to one of the cantatas for the Nativity season by Italian composer Cristoforo Caressana, who lived from around 1640 until 1709. The cantata you heard was titled Veglia, and it was performed by I Turchini, conducted by Antonio Florio. Once again, that was Veglia by Cristoforo Caressana.